Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry Podcast. I know, all right? It's a different time. The podcast is usually in the morning, you know, right? On Friday morning usually, but right now it's Monday night. It is pretty much the only time that I can stream, and I just don't want to end the podcast and keep the live show going. So we're just kind of just going to smash them together pretty much. And we're just going to try to do it like that because I've been doing this podcast for a long time, you know, like a long time, bro. So it'd be really weird if I just stopped doing it. I'd be kind of sad, actually, man. And the audio version or the video version hasn't come out in like a month, yo. Sorry, I know it looks like I'm not paying attention and I'm just like playing on something else. But I am trying to set up my tablet while I'm doing this. You know, while I'm doing this. And I'm trying to set this up so hard, bro. It's not working right now for me. It's not working right now for me, man. The audio listeners are going to be like, what the is going on right now? I had to chop that. I had to chop that so I don't get demonetized. But yeah, I think we're going to do this. We are going to do this on Monday from now on. And I hope you guys are cool with that. And for you audio listeners, it's back, baby. I'm going to have guests again. I'm going to do it again. And, you know, this is the only show that I'm streaming currently right now. As y'all know, like, I don't do the urban stuff anymore. So this is really it, man. Having a kid changes everything, bro. Having a child, a little fleshling creature, dude. You know what I'm saying? It just changes everything, man. And my entire schedule revolves around her. And it's just nuts, bro. You know, it's crazy just to have a kid. And then, like, you're creating content. You're so busy. I mean, insanely busy, dude. So at least I got my boys. I'm chilling with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling with them, you know. Drop what y'all are carrying in the chat. Let's see what I got on me.
I got my freaking
this Avivi Quibit, bro. I gotta say, man, I think, like, when it comes to black and red knives, I think Avivi does it the best. Maybe we, you know what I'm saying? It's just the best, you know what I mean? I got the red motif going on, you know. I got the new SB Dunks, bro. I don't know if you guys watched that video, but check it out right here. I got the new Dunks, my guy. You know what I'm saying? I caught them. Got the new Dunks, dude. They're fire. I'm 43. What am I doing? Am I having like a midlife crisis or something? I am buying sneakers like crazy now to just try to be cool. To try to be cool, dude. Let's see. Let's keep going down here. We got MWK. We got Ian Coates in the house asking if podcasts are Monday nights now. Yes, they are, dude. We got the Mark H in the house. I am late as usual. Sorry about that. And let's keep going down. Titanium Justice. Shout out to him. Now, Titanium Justin is in the house. I chat with this guy on Instagram. He's doing a bunch of things for me, which I really appreciate. I make those videos where I ask people for suggestions, and I don't know if people make it to the end because nobody, like, makes suggestions, bro. Nobody makes suggestions on these videos. Like, only, I think Titanium Justin does it a lot. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm the only color matcher in town when it comes to EDC. I don't think so, but I asked for people to suggest, like, oh man, dude, check out my new thumbnails, they're fire. I asked people to help me match these SB Dunks. I did. And
of my life, because what is inside this box is absolutely magnificent, truly spectacular.
Holy crap. Yeah, so I asked people to let me mute it right now. I asked people to suggest, like, any knives or any pieces of gear that would go with these kicks, dude, because the strawberry coughs are so fire, bro. And that's what I am unboxing in this video. And as you can see, I do have you see that thing on my shirt? That is the new DJI Mic 2. Your boy dropped a pretty penny on that. I'll tell you that much. Your boy dropped a pretty penny on that, dude. There's the dunks right there. All right, so that's it. And he suggested Titanium Justin, right? Suggested, like, the craziest matching, like, piece of gear to that. And it is the, let me see if I can find it on Google right now. Drop that in. Wow. That did not work the way I wanted it to. This is already off to a great start. There it is. Bro. Check this out right here. So this is, I don't know if I'm going to find a better match than this. Look at the CGRB Mini Pyrite. That is exactly the color that you freaking want for the, you know, to match the dunks, dude. It's crazy. It's uncanny, even. I couldn't believe it. And of course, Amazon won't ship this thing to me. So I had to have it shipped to Justin, and then he will send it to me. We did a little thing, you know, and we're working on some projects together and stuff that are pretty cool. But yeah, man, shout out to him. You know, he's starting out with his EDC content and stuff. He's an artist by trade. I think he's a painter. Makes some cool, like, splatter type stuff. Like, I don't know a lot about it, but I know he's that's what he does full time. But yeah, man, I cannot match the kicks better than this. Like, this is crazy. Like, look at that. I mean, bro. That is amazing. But yeah, man, when I make those videos, like, of course, I want everyone to chime in. Not everyone is into sneakers or anything, but I'm getting more and more into it. You can actually see it. If you go to any of my pages, the description now says knives, anime, and sneakers all day. That's what it says now. You know, right here on the Instagram. I changed it. So I mean, I don't know how much I'm going to be making content on Kick. It's going to be always EDC. That's my first love, you know what I mean? But yeah, you got to go with what you are super into. And I want to bring that into the content that I'm making. And I do it every day. Like, this is how I carry. Like, I carry the Quibit because I'm rocking the red kicks. That's what it is. It might be strange for some people. What do you mean you carry like that? You don't use your shit. Hashtag use your shit. Use it. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm going to use my shit the way I want, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's so funny when people, like, will clown me on platforms and they're like, you are a clown, bro. I'm like, you're a clown, dude. There's a movie about clowns, and you're the main lead, bro. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? All right, let's go down and see who else is in here. Let's see. Y'all are making fun of me. Ray must be color coordinating again. I was actually posting right before this. So if you notice, like, I just posted on my IG. You know what I mean? Like, literally right here. This video.
Ruben sent me something really exciting, their L1 flashlight. The L1 has some pretty unique features that aren't normally found on flashlights like this. It's got a nice clip, pretty common but useful. It charges via USB Type-C. It's got a magnetic tail cap that just grips on metal. That's crazy, bro. When you first get the L1, don't forget to take off the plastic film so this thing can actually turn on. It's got a 4800 mAh battery that is rechargeable via the USB Type-C port. You'll notice this thing has two switches, because that's right, this thing has two heads, bro. To cycle through the modes, you just gotta press and hold, tap twice to do turbo, tap three times to do strobe mode. Now here's where things get crazy.
You know, catch that video if you want, and yeah, my boy Advanced Knife Bro is like, yeah, Wubin, yay, Wubin. I'm gonna put, I hearted this. Live on my show. Part of this. Well, I can't even type right now. That's my boy, Advanced Knife Bro, man. One of the best EDC content creators of all time, in my opinion. Let's keep going down here. He's drowning in that drip. He may need new floaties. That's hilarious, dude. I actually am not a great swimmer. I know people that have been with the channel for a while know I went to Hawaii and I almost died snorkeling. So, yeah, I'm not a great swimmer, actually. So maybe floaties would be freaking good, dude. You know, drop in the chat if, like, you can't swim. Like, I can, but I you don't want to be stuck with me out in the ocean, dog. Like, I can, you know, I can, like, keep myself afloat for, like, 10 seconds, bro. Let's keep going here and see what you all are. What y'all are rocking today. I don't know if anyone even put it in the chat. I kiss all the homies goodnight. Ben Gibbs is mad funny. We got double the tent in the house. Ben Gibbs. We got Fox. What's up, Fox? We are chilling tonight, dude. We are chilling tonight. So now Mondays have an agenda instead of silly goosing. Lame. What do you mean? We silly goose all the time. Even on the podcast, it's silly goosing, man. You know? The Migueron Centurion. That's dope. Migueron makes fire stuff. The Kaiser Tass. I gave my boy a dope deal on that. You know what I'm saying? MWK wanted to buy one. As you all know, that's one of the things on the Informer segment, actually, is
gonna make the frogs.
Oh, God. I always do the wrong drop.
They make the frogs. They make the frogs gay.
Now, on the Informer segment is Informer. I'm selling my collection again. So I am doing, like, my annual purge. And I've sold nearly every Kaiser that I own. I get a bunch of them every year, and rather than holding on to them, let me just give some crazy prices to people that want this stuff. So there's things that are like $60 off, $30 off, $40 off. None of them have boxes. Just make sure to keep an eye on my IG, because if you're on Instagram most of the time, I post a video everywhere, YouTube, IG, TikTok, Pinterest, but if you're mostly on IG, you'll find it there. The sales go super fast, man. Like, every time I put up five knives, the five knives are gone. So everything has sold. I have maybe a couple left. I'm going to look into my concepts and stuff like that. Like, I'll be selling the Fenrir. So just, like, you know, kind of like clearing the collection for the stuff coming in this year. You know what's crazy? There's one thing that I don't want to touch is like my Vosteed collection. Isn't that weird? Right? I get stuff from Vosteed, you know, a few times a year, and I just can't bring myself to sell their shit. Isn't that crazy? I don't know why. I don't know why. It's a weird thing. I was like, oh, should I sell my Vosteeds? And I was like, nah. I have no idea why. Yeah, but I didn't. I don't think I'm gonna put them up. I'll put up the concept. Kaiser will put up, because it helps them too. Like, I get to promote them, you know what I mean? Yeah, I just can't do the Vosti thing. I want to keep them, yo. I want to see Marine X as a guest on here, someone super utilitarian against the hype boy. I mean the thing is like, I am a hype boy, that's correct. True city boy, you know what I mean? I'm not bushcrafting out in the woods, but I also am very in tune with my body. Like, I work out a lot. And even though I just had a kid, like, your boy is still putting in the hours, you know. It's not as long, my workout sessions. Maybe I do 45 minutes to an hour four times a week, but I still watch what I eat. I eat a lot of protein, you know. Your boy be eating steak every day, bro. I lost a lot of weight during the pregnancy, because I was just staying up late doing that kind of shit. You know, once the baby was born, schedule is just wrecked. Like, if you guys notice my videos, like, I've been breaking out like crazy. It's getting a little better now, but I was breaking out like crazy like 2 weeks ago. And it's because of, like, the change in schedule. My body was like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you getting chased by tigers? You know, like, what are you doing right now? But yeah, so even though, like, you know, usually being a hype boy, fuck boy type character, city boy, you know, they think like, oh, this is some soy boy type guy. But nah, bro, I'd be lifting the weights and, you know, I eat good, I eat clean. I could truly transition into, like, some type of country lifestyle. I don't know if it's easily, but I did come from the third world where we had nothing. So, Yeah, it's like an amalgamation. You know what I mean? So while I am a hype boy, I do definitely claim that. Am I truly the only like hype boy, fuck boy character in EDC that buys sneakers and is into anime and wears bright colored anime shirts and is, you know, kind of jacked and but loves knives as well? Am I the only one? Am I the unicorn? You know, and I'm Asian, bro. Where are the other Asian creators at? Like that do the hype boy shit. You know what I mean? Let's keep going down here. Let's see what we got going on here. Right. Anyone see MC on Insta today just poking the bear? Oh, what do you mean? Wait, what? No, let's look for that. Is this let's look for that. What do you mean poking the bear? What do you mean? What do you mean poking the bear? Is it like on the no, on this?
Hey, so I understand a lot of people are getting flagged on Instagram for I don't really know what. I've actually never been flagged. Not once. I don't know what it is about my Instagram that is different, that the algorithm doesn't see as a threat.
So crazy.
But I thought I might, I guess, number one, let people know. And number two, do something that I don't normally do as a little bit of an experiment. So I'm getting out all of my scariest, my biggest, scariest knives just to see what happens. So here's a bunch of big, so scary hilarious stuff. And let's see what... let's see what Instagram does with it. There's a big one.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
Anyways, have a great day.
I love, like, Metal Complex's, like, content, yeah. Like, I love his knife selection. I love that he picks up the really bulky, like, gaudy, like, pocket knives that just are just folding shovels pretty much. Because I want that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, it makes me truly happy to see, like, how fucking massive this guy is, dude. Not just in size, because, you know, I think I've said this before. I think Metal Complex is the most jacked guy in all of out of all the EDC content creators, I think he is the most jacked. He is, trust me, like, he sends me pictures. Every now and then I'll get a picture and he'll be like proud of where he's at in fitness. And this guy is a fucking, yo, this guy is like, this guy is a fucking tree, dude. This guy is Jack City, bro. He's jacked. And yeah, it's all, I always say this, man, you know, if you're looking at the bag, in my opinion, I think MC is top dog. Like, I truly think that. But yeah, man, he's got like a very simple setup. He just really loves knives and stuff. And he just talks about it. And he just climbed and climbed and climbed this ladder of knife YouTube. And I think he sits at the top. I've always said that. There are people that have more subs than him. Just trust me, the revenue, like, you could just look up the revenue on Social Blade. Like, no one comes close. It's not even close. Like, not even a little bit. So yeah, it makes me happy, man, to see him, to see a friend like be successful and stuff. You guys know he encouraged me to keep going. He's like, you've got something special. You're like right there. You were right there when I started to realize something was happening, and you just need to keep going no matter what. And, you know, those words really fucking helped me, man. You know, creating content is an up and down business. And sometimes you're down and you just feel like shit and you feel alone. Like, you feel like you don't have real friends because all you do is stay in your house and make content. And, you know, you don't fucking hang out, bro. I don't hang out with anybody. You know, I hang out with Kelly and my daughter now, which is fine. I love that. But those words really helped me, coming from someone who made it. You know what I mean? And when I say made it, it's someone who is making a great living doing this full time. You know, that is what I think making it is in this business. You know what I mean? And for someone like that to call me and just tell me, like, you know, some words of encouragement, I will never fucking forget that, bro. Never. let's keep going down here and see what y'all are saying, dude. Thank you. I need Amazon kickbacks. Yeah, the Amazon, I have to say this, like, I don't use my Amazon links as much because I just don't buy a lot on Amazon because I can't buy pocket knives. So I can't take advantage of how easy it is to buy something on Amazon by promoting links there because I can't buy any folders, man. And I remember last year I bought a bunch of fixed blades and those videos did really well. Maybe I'll do it again this year. I'll buy a bunch of fixed blades on Amazon and then we'll do videos on them. But I just can't buy any pocket knives. So I just get screwed. Oh, shit. We got Mark Ridgewell. What's up, bro? What is up? Ray uses his shit to get bitches, fuckboy style, dude. I mean, I have one bitch, dude. I got her pregnant, and now I guess I have two of them because there's the daughter. No, I'm kidding. I don't know about that. I think like I am just a silly character that people either love my energy or they don't. And I'm excited, by the way, guys. You know, NYCKS. If y'all don't know, that's in like what another week. NYCKS is next Friday. That's when we're all the New York City boys are going to meet up. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to make content or not. I probably will. I probably should do like a day of in NYCKS just to be like chill. You know what I'm saying? And maybe do like a little vlog kind of thing out of it. Because I did just get the DJI mic, you know, and I want to use it, right? And it has two mics in it. It was not cheap, my friends. It was not cheap, but my videos sound really good now. It'd be cool, man. I get to hang out with the New York City boys. Steve Burrow is going to be in there. Mark Ridgewell, Fox, Seems Logical. We're going to have Ben Gibbs, BG, you know. Everyone's going to be there. I think G-Man is probably going to be there. He's like another buddy from Instagram. I met him last time. Made me really feel welcome the last time I went to NYCKS because he was like, yo, Everyday City Carry, I fucking love your videos, bro. And he had like the craziest New York City accent. And, you know, I was having a lot of anxiety. That was my first knife show. And I am a recluse. So, you know, I wasn't comfortable. But, you know, him saying hi to me with his friends, I was like, yo, thanks, man. I really appreciate that, you know. And I think other people wanted to say hi to me as well. But like they didn't. I think Seems Logical told me. Like a girl and her man were like, oh shit, that's EDCC, bro. Like, you know, but they didn't say hi. And then I'm really the most approachable dude. Like I'm very talkative and it's a defense mechanism, bro. Like I try to be talkative and entertaining so that you like me. That is really what my personality is. Like when you meet me, I am exactly what I just said. You do use your shit just in a different manner. 100%, bro. I use my stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Cardboard, packing boxes to ship knives out, opening a box with a knife that contains another knife. I make content on knives. So I use my shit, just not like, let me cut this electrical cord so I could repair my fucking toaster oven. Like, I don't fucking do that, dude. You know what I mean? definitely gonna send you more use your shits. Ray, do you get the Insta ban yet? It's been going around. So that's a funny thing. That is part of the Informer segment, I guess, is that like everyone is getting banned on Instagram again. Not banned. It's just you're getting kind of officially shadow banned. So what's happening is like. You know, you'll just get your content will only be shown to people that follow you, which is bad. That's bad for growth. That's why Instagram is really hard to grow on. So I was clear last week. I was completely clear. It was the first time I've seen my account in good standing. Nothing was red. I checked today. I had to appeal some videos again. So to me, the way I treat Instagram is like whoever I have on it. Is who's going to see my stuff. And when I do collaborative posts, like I do collaborative posts with Kaiser or Vosteed or like EMPEDC or anyone that I work with, and then they'll accept me as a collaborator. And then, you know, you will cross-contaminate your audiences. And I think that brands and content creators should do collaborations like that more often to combat this sort of Instagram shadow banning thing. Like if literally everyone just accepted as collaborator, I think here's my theory on it. I think some brands don't accept it
because one, either the content doesn't meet the standards of their content, the content on their pages, or two, like maybe the content creator is saying some wild shit like me, you know, I'm like, yo, this is dope, this is fire, and they don't just don't want to have that on their page, you know, or, you know, they want their grid on Instagram to be perfect, which I think is stupid. No one cares. Absolutely no one cares about that. Oh, your grid is so pretty. Like, that was way, way back. No one cares about that, dude. I certainly do not care. Like, if I go to a photographer's page and it's, like, so aesthetically pleasing, cool. I like it. But if I go to a page and it's just, like, whatever, so be it, dude. But, yeah, I think people should collaborate with each other more on Instagram and accept those collaborations. That way we can, you know, cross-contaminate each other's audiences. This is my opinion, bro. You know? I see going down here. I definitely did. Let's see. No ocean swimming, Ray. There are sharks out there. I know, bro. I could totally get jacked up. The best part of the Insta ban is, I don't know what that means, MKE. Nice post ML, the company, so they can check it out and nothing is there. Yo, Scott, what's up, man? What up, Ray? Have you checked out that new React? Which React, bro? Is it on Instagram? I'm going to look it up. Let's check it out right now. The Riot. The Riotti. The Reet. Let's check out the Reet, baby. Which one? The one with the holes in it? Like this one? Rainbow on fire. Not a big, like, speed hole guy. But it's black red. Oh, it's got the funky, the button pivot. Ooh, what is this called? The new budget-friendly PL-XT Pivot Lock Pocket Knife by React. I would fuck with that, dude. I like that. Oh, and it's got the lock, too. Bro, I love the color pattern, too. Black and red with the black micarta. I'm into it. I want that. Let's do this. I'm going to do it. I want that. Even though Riet has never paid attention to me at all. But they will. One day they will. Oh, yes. Dude, this one dude right here. I don't know if you guys, I've shown him before. This dude makes some of my...
Check this out. If you're like me and you love karambits, what's inside here is for you. This is the Riet XOK karambit. And there's two of them. Just look at this. What?
Dude, this look at that.
Do we have the trainer? Right, and also a live blade. This is probably the most innovative karambit to have ever been made. Just look at how beautiful the action is.
See, I'm going to tell you right now why I like this guy. I'm not a big tactical knife, bro. You guys know that, right? I'm not a big tactical knife, bro, because usually the tactical knife bros are like too fucking, like, they're too in your face, like, out there, dude. Like, they're, like, trying to be mad alpha and shit. And, they, you know, the thing, yeah, I got my big guy, yeah, look at that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they're usually, like, mad out of shape and shit. And I just don't need that energy. But, like, Tactical Tavern, bro, this guy is funny, dude. Look at this. This guy is fucking funny. And, like, if I see this dude at Blade Show, I'm going to be so happy because I'm going to be like, dude, I fucking love your content. I watch all this shit. Look at this. He writes a real serial killer. And he puts J-Mo in the fucking serial, dude. You know what I'm saying? This guy's the shit, bro. Like, I like this kind of content. Plus, like, he's actually legit. You know what I'm saying? He actually, like, knows his stuff. So that is also a plus, right? He knows a thing or two about knife fighting, and he does the classes and all the stuff. So, you know, I do like that quite a bit. And he's also funny. Like, this guy seems like he would have a personality. You know, he seems like he has a personality. But these other tactical knife bros is just like, yeah, get after it. Wake up and fucking get after that shit. And here's my fucking cold steel, man. You know what I mean? And it's, to me, it's annoying. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, dude. Take it easy, relax, bro. But this guy is showing you like he actually knows his stuff, and he's funny, bro. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't want to mess with this dude. You wouldn't want to mess with this dude, you know, in a knife fighting fucking contest, bro. Oh, show he's with Master Ken. It was just a picture. It was the cover photo. There it is. That shit's so funny. But yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that dude's content, man. Let's keep going down here. My mother made me learn to swim if I was going to go fishing. Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, he said, Everyday City Carry, we have beef. You sold my Banish. It was not your Banish. Wait, what do you mean? You wanted the Banish? Since when? You never told me. I did sell it, though. I sold everything. I literally sold everything. Let's keep going down here. Vossi Thunderbird is one of the few knives I bought two of. I have the G-Mascus one. I like it. I like it very much. Vossi's put special marks on some of the stuff they send people that you cannot buy. Your chipmunk has a snowflake or something. Yeah, but like people would still buy it, right? X and Neves have a budding bromance going. That's hilarious. They're full on crushing on each other. That's hilarious, bro. I mean, which is crazy because like there was that weird beef with Marine X and fucking, you know, Best MEDC Taylor. And like, I know that I think they're boys. I'm not sure. I don't want to speak out of turn because Jared's my boy, you know, but there was that weird thing that happened, you know, and I don't know if people just want to forget about it, but it did fucking happen. And it was very, very weird. I'm not a fan of content creators attacking each other. There's so many, like there's so little of us around that actually get to do this for a living that like, why the fuck do we need to do that? I'm just not into it, but hey, man, if they buried it, they buried it. You know what I'm saying? I buy my meat fresh every day as I live, but the best butcher shop in the country. Oh, fire, bro. That's mad loot, though. I miss Sharp AF. Yeah, I don't see him post that much anymore. Very strange. Mattis Faction might be the second most jacked. Jacked up, you mean? I think EDM is far bigger than MC, but everyone thinks, I'm going to just prove to you right now, okay? I'm going to prove to you right now. Here, let's do this real quick. I think I did this before. I'm going to show you guys this page here. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-ya. All right, so you go there. So go to Everyday Minimalist. This is not exactly accurate, but it can give you an idea of what's going on with your favorite content creators in terms of like how much money you make through ad revenue, okay? So this is his yearly earnings right here. This is according to views, okay? This is according to views. This is his yearly earnings. It's 1.5 to 24K. I'm 100% sure he makes way more than that with other types of deals and, you know, cinematography contracts. So this is what his channel estimated earns in a year, okay? All right, that's in a year. That's what his channel makes for him in a year, all right? Now let's go to Metal Complex. Bro, 26.8 to 428,000. Like, I do not know of any other channel that is even close to that in EDC YouTube. Nothing is close. Let's do Best Damn EDC, right? Which is another big channel. 55K is the max, bro. Let's Accessorize Me. Let's look that up. Let's look up Accessorize Me because Accessorize Me is 1 million followers. I think it's this. I think that's how you spell it. 161K. You see that? MC, pound for pound, because of how frequent he posts and like how easy it is for him to post because the formula of his channel has never changed. He just loves knives. He loves talking about it. He does the size comparisons. He does like all that stuff. And like pound for pound, there is not one EDC channel that can even come close to that revenue. Not even close. Let's do my boy right now. Let's do my boy. Needs knives. I misspelled it. Oh no! I got an ad. Oh no. All right, let's see. 64K. Like, so they all have around B grade, B minus grade. But in terms of like raw viewership, right? There is no one that comes close. Not even like that. It's just not close. So it's not a good indicator of what the channel or what the person makes as a whole, because like I said, there's brand deals, there's, you know, video deals, there's like, you know, they pay X to post this and stuff like that. From what I know, Metal Complex does none of that. So like his channel just, I mean, the dude is probably swimming in knives right now. You know, he's like, he's just getting cut up by like all the customs and shit, you know? And yeah, I just don't think there is someone that this does that kind of revenue. I just don't think so. I don't think so. You know what I mean? And if that shit, like when I see those numbers, because I don't make anywhere near, like my shit looks really bad. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you got to think about like, we make money on affiliate links. We make money through like other stuff. Like I do social media management and stuff like that. But it's crazy. I'm proud to say that he's up there. You know what I mean? Because I remember when I first heard of him, he had like 3,000 subs and he was like in the Nick Shabazz contest. I've told this story so many times already. We were both in the Nick Shabazz contest and then he just blew up, dude. And it's crazy. You know what I mean? It's just kind of crazy. Let's keep going down right now. Damn, IG being a bully. True. That's my homie Barbarian Brawny, fellow content creator. Let's keep going down. I tried for a hot minute to have like a perfect feed that lasted for a minute. Yeah, it's not. Oh shit, my daughter is back there. Oh, give me her. Come here, baby. Let's show you guys. Everyone in the show is pretty much like her uncle or something. The Kelly should have never gotten rid of the DVD. Physical media prices are going up. Are they? I follow some physical media type people on TikTok, and they say that physical media is just dying.
Okay. All right. I won't show the nipples.
You got her?
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Holy crap. Guys, look, I have a child.
She's a baby.
I have a freaking child. How crazy is that? What's up, baby?
Papa's working right now. You know what it is? Her natural state of being is being naked. Because she's a jungle Asian. So she's like... she just wants... Look how much hair she has. Isn't that wild? Oh, okay. All right. Here, take her, dude. Watch the head. Okay. Oh God. I dropped it, bro. How crazy is that? Oh man, that's so crazy. Let's keep going down. Every time I watch him flip knives, I myself need a Band-Aid. Like who? Who do you mean? Who's recovering from yesterday's shenanigans? What? Oh, you mean like same? I didn't drink, yo. Who here got drunk on St. Patrick's Day? Not me. I don't drink really, which is kind of strange. I just don't do it. I don't know. I remember the last time I took substances. I don't know if I told this story on the show. We went to watch that movie Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. It's like an action movie. And we microdosed mushrooms, so supposedly. And we went out to the city and we were walking around. And Kelly and I looked at each other and we were like, dude, I have more fun like sober with you. Because this is kind of like I get kind of a little bit of anxiety being out and stuff. And then, you know, we just went through this period where like we didn't do anything. We didn't drink. We didn't do anything. And like I had more fun, bro. Like, like my wife and I, you know, Kelly and I would just go out to eat and like go watch movies and stuff like sober. Like I wouldn't fall asleep in the movie, like because I drank a little too much or whatever it is. Like I pregame, whatever, man, anything. So, you know, we came to the conclusion that like we just like to party sober, bro. You know, We would have a drink though. Like in Blade Show, I had a few drinks, but I just enjoy life a lot more when I'm not fucked up. I guess because I got fucked up so much, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I got fucked up so much. That's probably why I don't. I have beef with Fox over buying the dang Militar. What do you mean, bro? So that's why you haven't said hello to me? Why are y'all beefing anyway? What are your thoughts on the Tyson-Paul fight? I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if they released it, if they're going to do the headgear or not. I have no idea. I think that Mike still has a killer instinct, but he doesn't get past round three. If he doesn't take out Jake in three rounds, he's probably going to have a long night ahead of him because your stamina just doesn't carry over as you get older. I'm going to tell you that right now. In terms of physical fitness, like right now, this is like one of my peak like physiques or whatever. You know, maybe in the summer I was more in shape, but I still had better stamina when I was younger. Your stamina just goes. It's the fucking first thing to go. So if he doesn't knock him out in three rounds, he's going to get really tired, man. He's going to get really, really fucking tired. I think people want him to knock Jake out, which is totally fucking possible. It's totally possible. But if he doesn't do it in three rounds, it's going to be a long night. You're going to see him really get tired after three, and Jake's going to take over. That's what I think. I could be wrong. You know, there's always a puncher's chance in everything. I would fucking hate it if Mike gets knocked out. If Tyson gets knocked out, I would fucking hate that. He's older. You know, he's a legend. Like, I fucking love watching content about him. I love watching him in podcasts. He's all, like, shroomed out, like, talking to people and smoking weed. And, like, he's such a great personality to have to watch that I don't want him to get knocked out and, like, take damage. I think people just really hate Jake because that's the character that he plays. But, you know, just think about, like, what the people that he's fought, right? Like, he's given them, like, their retirement. You know what I mean? Like, these ex-UFC guys, you know, he gave them the bag. He gave them a bag, and now they can just do whatever the fuck they want. Now, a lot of people think that some of those fights were set up. Absolutely not. You're not going to have fucking Nate Diaz. You're not going to have Nate Diaz take a fucking dive, okay? Like, you're just not going to do that, okay? Not going to have Tyron Woodley get knocked out intentionally. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have a former UFC fucking champion get knocked out. A lot of people just hate the Paul brothers so much that they want to think that. But, you know, I don't watch any sports. I only pay attention to fighting. I pay attention to fighting and social media, and that's it. And the only reason why people want Jake to lose so bad is they think he's a fucking poser YouTuber or something. That has somehow amassed a fortune and is paying these fighters that, you know, do these matches with him like a lot of money. And people are like, oh, fuck that guy. Like, bro, like, you don't want Nate Diaz to get a bag after fucking, you know, getting badgered in the UFC. He was great. He beat Connor. He had a great career, but these guys don't have longevity. It's not like fucking the NFL where like you're protected when you retire and shit. It's not like that. So he's actually giving them an opportunity to make money. I want Tyson to win, okay? That's my thing. I do not want him to lose, yo. I just don't, man. It would be, and especially if he got knocked out, I would be so unhappy, bro. But, you know, he's fighting a guy that's like 30 years younger than him. You know what I'm saying? You guys got to remember that, okay? You guys got to remember that. It's not about, like, what you see him doing in videos. Yes, he fucking looks great in the training sessions. He looks fucking amazing. But he's not going to be able to do that past three rounds. So if he doesn't take him out in the first three, it's going to be a long fucking night. You know? Like, people don't understand. Like, fighting is not like that. You know what I mean? Fighting is not like that. Look at Neves. Tyson will lose. In one group chat, people were like so blinded by their hate for Jake that they're like, oh, Tyson's going to kill him. You guys got to look at the numbers. He's way older. He has no stamina. You know what I mean? Like, Neves gets that. I'm not saying he can't fucking knock out Jake, but this guy is not. If you watch the Roy Jones Mike Tyson fight, and you'll understand what I'm saying. They faded very quickly. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it. I want Mike to win. Do I want him to knock Jake out? Not necessarily. He's a young kid. I would rather he didn't get knocked out and this thing keeps going and he keeps a lot. He keeps giving these big payouts to fighters that deserve it. Paul versus GSP. Yo, that'll be crazy. I mean, he's probably going to lose, though. GSP's not a boxer. He's a wrestler, you know? So GSP would probably lose that. You know, people always talk about like, oh, you know, Mike looks fucking here. Let's fucking look for something. Hold on. Let's do this. Let's do this, dude. Let's go to YouTube and let's look for Jake Paul training. I don't even know if I have one. Okay, here we go. Let's watch this. All right, let's watch this one. All right, here. So let's watch this, right? We're going to watch a little bit because everyone watches the Mike Tyson training and he looks like a fucking beast, bro. He looks like a monster. You know what I'm saying? Especially at his age, even not at his age, he's a fucking beast. But you know what I mean? Like if you watch like Jake's training, okay? I mean, the kid got some moves as well. You know, he hasn't been boxing for that long. And, like, he knocked out Woodley. He beat fucking Nate Diaz. Like, there's always a puncher's chance when it comes to these things. You know? There's always a puncher's chance. That's what I'm saying. I would love to see Tyson win. I hate that I'm going to see him lose unless he can get that crack in round one. Dude, if he gets him in round one, that would be crazy, bro. That would be crazy. Did you guys see the Francis Ngannou Anthony Joshua fight? And like, you know, Francis got knocked out. I felt so sad, bro. I felt so sad. I didn't pay for the fight. I just watched clips the very next day. So like this is my whole thing, right? If people ask me like, do you watch MMA? And I'll be like, the free ones I do if I can, you know. I don't have a lot of time, so I don't get to like consume an entire fucking card. But let's say like a big fight is happening, right? Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou, right? If you all don't know, Francis was the ex-UFC heavyweight champion. And then he's fighting for the PFL now. And then he did these boxing matches. He did really well against Tyson Fury. You know, he knocked down Tyson Fury and people were like really surprised and they thought he won that fight. Tyson got the decision. And then he fought Anthony Joshua, right? So the very next day, as soon as I wake up after a big fight like that, is I will go on TikTok and I will look at what happened. And I saw Francis get knocked out and I felt so fucking bad, yo. I was like, damn. But then at the same time, I was like, oh, he made $20 million though. Which is like, I forgot which I was watching a podcast. I think it's probably like the Schaub Show with Brandon Schaub, right? And like the last UFC card, right? The last UFC card, Francis made more money than every single person combined there in that one fight where he got knocked out. He made $20 million. You know what I'm saying? That just goes to show you like how much these MMA fighters make. So when you see, you know, Jake, you know, fighting an MMA guy and you're an MMA fan, you should be happy that that's happening because if you like that fighter at all, like he's going to get a big payday whether he wins or not. So, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged thing. People don't like it because they hate the Paul brothers. I'm not necessarily like super fans of them, but I am super fans of their work ethic and what they've built. Like they have YouTube and fucking, they have empires, bro. These two kids did really well. Let's keep going down here. We got Lord Needham in the house. We got Neves in the house. That's the homie. Oh shit. You know what? I got to show Neves something actually right now. I have something to show Neves right now, bro. Let me go get it. I don't want Kelly to bring it for me. Bro, I got these protein bars, dog. Let me tell you something. These are the best tasting fucking protein bars I've ever had, bro. Okay. And right now, like I'm trying to like go crazy, bulk out. For NYC Chaos and Blade Show. I'm going to Blade Show Atlanta, by the way, Jared. Your boy's getting flown out like an IG thought for the first time, okay? Getting flown out by a brand. They're buying sneakers for me to wear. I'm fucking, you know, going to be walking around in their t-shirt, you know, in a bikini. I'm going to be like, hey, no, I'm playing. But they are. Yeah, they actually, it was crazy. They were like, hey, do you, you know, would you want to wear like custom Dunks or Jordans or something to match with this knife? We're trying to, it's fire. Either way, like I got to get this protein bar. Bro, this bar right here, let me tell you something right now. This salty peanut by Barbells, this is the best. This is the best right here. Neves, take note of this right now. Take note of this, bro. Look at this. This is so good. It's so expensive, though. Ray is a 304 now. What do you mean 304? Oh, like a hoe? Yeah, it's some old guy that has an Asian fetish. That's just flying me out, bro. He licks my feet. No, but look, this is so good, dude. This is so good. It's like chewy and it's expensive, though. This is like $27 for 9 of them. But I am eating constantly right now to try to bulk up. I lost a lot of weight. Like last week, I was like 161. I think the last time Neves and I did a podcast, did a live show together, I was 168. So I lost a ton of weight. I'm almost at 164, back at 164 right now. I'm trying to hit 170 again. I eat a lot of protein, a lot. I eat a lot of protein, a lot of carbs. I do 3 cups of rice a day. I do 2 steaks a day, over 6 ounces. Top sirloin. So I'm not eating like the best cut, but it's a very lean cut. Just salt and pepper. I do 3 eggs with another cup of rice in the morning. I do 4 scoops of protein a day. That way I get my 100 grams. I would say maybe 200 grams a day. Probably 200 grams. That's what I'm having with carbs. So it's working. Like I'm gaining the weight and I'm getting stronger. Like I'm trying to lift heavier. So I'm not doing a ton of reps. Because like I have the baby, so you know I'm not going for reps right now. I'm going for strength because that's the most effective, time-effective training when you have a baby. Look at my wife. Look at Kelly and the baby just playing. Let me tell you something, guys. Having a child is fucking awesome, dude. It's so awesome. I look at her and I will do anything for her. When she's screaming at me, I definitely want to run away. And I want to just not hear that anymore. But it's crazy that Kelly and I made this little person that's just like totally, you know, took over our lives, man. It's absolutely insane. Like being a dad it changes everything. Like I'm pulling different moves. I'm staying up late to work harder. I'm like just doing everything I can. I'm trying to make sure that I stay fit so I don't, you know, I want to be strong for her. Like, I want her to see, like, her dad is a strong man, is a good man, and is a strong man. That's, like, my goal as a father, yo, is that she will see that. So she will get a good impression and will look for someone that has a work ethic like that. You know what I mean? And I'm, like, super fucking silly when I'm playing with her. And I make voices and I play little characters and shit. Like, it's crazy, bro. Having a child is crazy, dude. Let's see. I want a gunslinger, says Lord Needham. That is insane. Let's see. I am doing Factor. Ray, if you want a free box, I got you. They let me give some away. Yes, I would love that. I tried Factor before, and for me, it works. For Kelly, it doesn't because it's not calorie conscious enough. I enjoyed it. It's just, when we had Factor 2, we had COVID. So, like, my taste buds were fucked up. So, like, I didn't get to fully enjoy it for what it was. Like, I was eating it, and I did think that it was worth it. You know, because, like, you're getting pre-made meals that you can just fucking put in the microwave, and it tastes pretty good. You know, before my taste buds went, the COVID took the taste buds. Like I could tell it was good. So I would definitely try it again, bro. You know, if you could do that, we'd fucking love to do that. Chris Valdez in the house. What's up, yo? What's up? Let's see, what did you got this, Ray. Your daughter is lucky to have such a great dad. Kelly is okay too. He said, just kidding. Love you, Kelly. Dude, it sucks. My, you know, Kelly's not going to be at Blade Show with me. And I think I'm going to be so sad, dude. You know, like, I'm going to miss my daughter and my wife and stuff. This is the first time. Oh, what happened, baby? She needs a milk. Is that what she needs? But, you know, Kelly, the day that I was offered the gig, it was at night. It was pretty late. And I was like, hey, they want to fly me out, you know, lodging, hotel, flight, like, and money. Like, I get money as well. I get, like, the fucking trifecta, bro. It's like the hotel, the flight, food, everything's covered, and money. I also get money. And you know, Kelly's like, what are you talking about? You have to go. Like, even if I can't go, like, this is your job, you know? And I always joked around, like, before anything happened for this YouTube thing, that I was like, yo, one day I'm gonna be flying to these shows and, like, I'm not gonna be here, and you know we're really gonna miss each other and stuff like that. And it fucking happened, dude. And I gotta tell you right now, like, I get fucking, like, when I'm going to sleep at night, like, I get anxiety from it. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to leave the front door and say goodbye to them and take the Uber to the airport and, like, oh,
ano yan?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. What are the things? Oh, yo, Jared, I don't know if you were here when I talked about this. The DJI mic, too. It's ridiculous, bro. Like, I shelled out money, but it's worth it. It's for the biz. It's a write-off. It sounds so much better than the Rode that we use. I know Jared is a Rode mic guy. This is a game changer, dude. You could do Bluetooth with the mics, but it's not that great. The audio is okay when you do Bluetooth. It's better to just go through the camera, the you know, the little port there, or I go through my phone here. It's so good, bro. It's so good. It's insane. 371 total, dude. It's fucking crazy. So this part right here, check this out, guys, for any other content creators that are here. This is a really, really cool thing. The back is magnetic, okay? So you go like this. You go like this, bro. Check that out right there, dude. And you're just doing this. And then you got another one for your interview person, the other person you're interviewing. You just jab that on them. Or you could do it the regular way, of course. You could do the clip. But yeah, I bit the bullet and I bought it because I'm doing a lot of voiceovers right now. That's the kind of content I'm making. I don't know if you guys noticed that on Instagram. I'm doing a lot of talking, bro. I'm doing a lot of talking. I'm cutting back on the unboxing ASMRs, and your boy's talking. And the audio is really good because of this.
Ubin sent me something really exciting, their L1 flashlight. The L1 has some pretty unique features that aren't normally found on flashlights like this. It's got a nice clip, pretty common but useful. It charges via USB Type-C. Audio, it's got a magnetic tail cap.
I mean, son.
The coolest thing you'll ever see is in this box. This thing is straight up from Star Wars, Star Trek, you name it. This thing is a robotic owl-looking flashlight called the X3. The X3 has a ton of cool features, including...
this fire audio, bro.
Today was one of the happiest days of my life because what is inside this box is absolutely magnificent.
Oh, Chris Valdez is in here, right?
Spectacular.
Bro, did you see I got the strawberry.
The only thing,
bro,
better than new knife day is new sneaker day, bro. I'm not gonna lie. You feel me on that? You feel me?
Yo, for my knife boys that are interested in what knives I'm gonna use to match this fit, you can check back at the end. It's gonna be right in there.
And this is a really special one. Had to share it with the homies.
Yeah, these kicks are so crazy.
Holy crap.
So much.
Got the StockX receipt right there.
I love them so much, dude.
Now, I did say I wasn't going to buy a new pair of kicks. I lied because I bought these and I have another pair coming. I picked up this.
Guys, I'm too obsessed with sneakers, actually. Yeah, look at the screen right now. I'm too obsessed with sneakers now. I remember you guys were there when I was like, oh, I'm just casually in it. You know, I don't buy anything more than retail. That ship has fucking sailed. Let me tell you that right now, because this is not retail right here. Yo, This is that ship has sailed, bro. That ship has sailed, bro. Yo, Chris, I'm gonna show you I'm getting custom SB dunks for Blade Show Atlanta. I'll stop by the booth and you'll be like, oh snap, I'm getting custom paint job and everything from Justin, actually, who's in this chat. But yeah, this is, I just got these. I'm wearing them right now, actually. They look crazy, bro. Fucking crazy, dude. Look at my fit, son. Like this should be the thumbnail of the show right here. Jared, they're called the DJI Mic 2. I know you're very serious with creating content, and I think this would really help you out, bro. The sound is so clean. It's so good. But anyway, I hope you guys had a great time. I pretty much just chatted with Jared for the last 15 minutes. So I think it's time for Jared and me to do some more live shows together. And my daughter is crying, so I'm probably going to go take care of that. Much love to everybody. I will be back next Monday. And remember, every Sunday is a party on Patreon with the Kelly and me. That is patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. You can catch us on there. You can also check out YouTube channel memberships, because you can get the Patreon episodes on there as well. Somebody recommended that I create a custom emoji of my daughter for the channel members. So I'm probably going to do that, like some funny ones. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, man. I love you guys so much. Hit me up on Instagram. This is your boy, Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry saying peace.